days after a storm hit Texas, there's still snow on the ground at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Center, just north of the Lubbock Airport. The South Plains may be known for cotton, but they also grow several other crops at the Center for Research.
You can kind of see where the cotton was, and then you can also see stubbles from guar and sorghum.
Rebecca Pushovsky is a research assistant at the center and a graduate student at Texas Tech University. She's studying guar,
a lesser-known legume that is really pretty neat for the environment. It likes heat, so it can be grown here.
But not every crop can withstand the dry heat on the plains. Pushovsky says a wheat crop at the research center was in trouble before the weekend snow.
If it hadn't rained or it hadn't snowed, if we didn't get anything by February, it would be pointless. Honestly, it'd be sad.
Wheat is one of those crops that loves snow. One, the moisture, and two, snow apparently has nitrogen in it. And so it's kind of like a fertilizer that's you don't have to pay for.
Before the snow, wheat farmer Scott Earlbeck says his crop was delayed and stocks were short when it did emerge. It was a relief after months of drought conditions.
We get moisture. I'm not going to complain. It's always drier more times than it's wet. I'm not going to complain about moisture regardless of when it comes.
Lubbock got 11.5 inches of precipitation in all of 2020. The National Weather Service reports that's the 10th lowest yearly total on record. It wasn't as bad as some years in the past decade, but still low enough for concern. The new year has started off at least a little better, a good thing for the multi-billion-dollar agriculture industry in the Lubbock area.
We had snow pretty widespread across the region.
That's Charles Aldrich, a forecaster with Lubbock's National Weather Service.
Dusting up near the Childress area all the way to anywhere from 9 to 11 inches. It helps. It definitely helps, but it's not going to do a whole lot.
Once it completely melts, the amount of snow that came down in the Lubbock area will equal less than an inch of precipitation. That's according to Glenn Ritchie, the head of Texas Tech's Department of Plant and Soil Sciences. He says it also came at an unhelpful time for most crops.
Generally in December or January, you can expect to get about 50% of the benefit out of that water. If we were able to plant next week, we'd probably be in pretty good shape.
Ritchie says timing is important in agriculture. Rain is most needed in the spring when many crops are planted. In 2020, the Lubbock area was exceptionally hot and dry after May. He says almost all crops on the South Plains last year struggled in the warm, arid climate.
I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to get enough rainfall to be able to have a good growing season, but it would surprise me if we have above average rainfall.
Mark Winsel with the Texas Water Development Board says the South Plains and Permian Basin regions are some of the most affected by the current statewide drought. Precipitation can't be guaranteed, but there could be some relief soon thanks to a change in weather patterns, like La Nina. It causes dry, warmer winter conditions in Texas.
La Nina is expected to disappear somewhere late spring, and that might be the right timing to give you a better monsoon flow this year. That would be the good news scenario.
The National Drought Mitigation Center reports that around 48% of Texas is in some degree of drought. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.